Now Bond sits at one end of a vast room filled with crude wiring rigged along skeletal frameworks. Four tables set up with monitors and keyboards stand between the frameworks and Bond. His wrists still bound, the agent takes in his surroundings. An elevator lowers at the far end of the room. As it opens, a powerfully built man with light blonde hair steps out.
Hello, James. Welcome. Do you like the island? My grandmother had an island. Nothing to boast of. We could walk around it in an hour. But still, it was a paradise for us. One summer, we went for a visit and discovered the place had been infested with rats. They'd come on a fishing boat and gorged themselves on coconut. So how do you get rats off an island? My grandmother showed me.
He slowly crosses the room.
We buried an oil drum and hinged the lid. Then we wired coconut to the lid as bait, and the rats would come for the coconut, and thump, 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 they would fall into the drum. And after a month, we've trapped all the rats. But what did you do then? Throw the drum into the ocean? Burn it? No. You just leave it. And they begin to get hungry. And one by one, they start eating each other. Until there are only two left. The two survivors. And then what? Do you kill them? No. You take them and release them into the trees. But now they don't eat coconut anymore. Now they only eat rat. You have changed their nature.
The man looms over Bond.
The two survivors. This is what you made us.
Exotically handsome, he smiles warmly.
I made my own choices.
You think you did? That's her genius.
Station H. Am I right? Hong Kong?
Mm-hmm. 86 to 97. Back then, I was her favorite. And you're not nearly the agent I was, I can tell you that.
He pulls up a chair and sits.
Just look at you, barely held together by your pills and your drink.
Don't forget my pathetic love of country.
You're still clinging to your faith in that old woman. When all she does is lie to you.
She never lied to me.
No?
No.
What did you score on your marksmanship evaluation?
70.
40. Did she tell you the psychologist cleared you for duty?
Yes.
No. No.
He crosses to a computer and sits. On his computer and on monitors facing Bond, he brings up files featuring photos of 007.
Medical evaluation, fail. Physical evaluation, fail. Psychological evaluation, alcohol and substance addiction indicated.
Oof.
Pathological rejection of authority based on unresolved childhood trauma.
He faces Bond, who gives him a wary look. Nodding thoughtfully, the man reads on.
Subject is not approved for field duty and immediate suspension from service advised. What is this if not betrayal? She sent you off to me knowing you're not ready, knowing you will likely die. Mommy was very bad.
His brow lifted, the man retakes his seat closely facing Bond. He gives an intimate, pitying nod. His gaze darts down to Bond's chest. The agent maintains a stoic demeanor as the man unbuttons the top of Bond's shirt. With a soft, eager smile, he pulls the shirt open, revealing Bond's chest and his gunshot scar.
See what she's done to you?
Well, she never tied me to a chair.
Her loss.
The man's fingertips lightly trace Bond's collarbone.
Are you sure this is about him?
It's about her. And you and me.
He stares at Bond's chest.
You see, we are the last two rats. We can either eat each other.
The man swallows, then cocks his head suggestively. He gives a coy smile.
Or eat everyone else.
He tenderly caresses Bond's neck and throat.
How you're trying to remember your training now? What's the regulation to cover this?
Smiling, he lowers his hand, then rubs his captive's thighs.
Well, first time for everything. Yes.
makes you think this is my first time?
Oh, Mr. Bond.
He leans back with mock indignation and stands.
All the physical stuff, so dull, so dull.
He steps behind his captive and unties his wrists.
Chasing spies. Oh, so old-fashioned. Your knees must be killing you.
The man steps in front of Bond again and shakes his head pityingly.
England. The Empire. MI6. You're living in a ruin as well. You just don't know it yet. At least here there are no old ladies giving orders and no little gadgets from those fools in Cuprant.
The man leans back against the table's edge.
If you wanted, you could pick your own secret missions, as I do. Name it. Name it.
He crosses to a computer and brings up data.
Destabilize a multinational by manipulating stocks, but easy. Interrupt transmissions from a spy satellite over Kabul. Done. Rig an election in Uganda, all to the highest bidder.
Or a gas explosion in London.
Just point and click.
Well, everybody needs a hobby.
The man's boyish smirk vanishes. Shifting his wounded gaze, he sways, then stomps one foot.
So what's yours?
Resurrection.
Let me show you something.